Hi guys, this is Thesia Ellis, and welcome to this Grandma's Life podcast. This is episode 13, January 5th, 2023, and the episode is called "My Word of the Year." My quote of the day is: "Life is a great big canvas, and you should throw all the paint on it you can." Danny Kaye. I like that one. 'Cause if you've been listening to me at all, you know that I'm always trying to live until I die and all the other stuff that goes along with it. And I am enjoying life as I go through it. So, live, throw all the paint on the canvas and let's play in the paint, So I'm gonna say it again. Life is a great big canvas and you should throw all the paint on it that you can. Danny Kaye. All right. This is the last time I'm going to talk to you about this. Is the product of the day, and it's my calendar. These are pictures that I've taken throughout the year. Some of them are my granddaughter Kinsey, obviously, and my other, and there's one of there, my little granddaughter Ivy, that just turned a year old in November. And just my pigs. I think I've got some of my ducks. I've got beautiful sunsets. So it's just I took some of the pictures that I like the best and made into a calendar. So this is the 2023 calendar. And oh, you know what? What you need to do is I'm going to tell you that you can message me on any of my things. But you know what? I have a website, and I wasn't telling you about it for a while because I was having it redone and somebody was doing it for me and getting me set up with all new stuff. But it's grandmashomestead.farm, and message me through there or contact me through there, and I can get you a calendar. And then I'm selling them for $15. So, and that will include postage, I believe. Yeah, it'll, because I've already said so, it does include postage. Okay, farm happenings. Well, really, everybody did do go through to that well with that that cold snap. And my chickens have been on strike for months, couple of months or longer, I don't know. And I find, and then we're here a week or so ago, I started getting one chicken egg a day, and I actually got two chicken eggs yesterday. So it's still not enough to keep our family going, but at least I'm getting a few eggs, and I have to admit, I'm grateful for that. In fact, today I was checking the eggs, and I believe the one egg I got today was from one of my little poults, because it was kind of a smaller egg that I'm not from, because when you have chickens, they lay eggs, and you can kind of tell which not if not necessarily the actual bird itself that laid the egg, but you can go, oh yeah, that's from a Cropper Merino, oh, that one is from this type of bird or that type of bird. And this was like from an egg that I was not familiar with, and it was smaller. It wasn't a fairy egg, but it was smaller. So maybe my poults are going to start laying. That'd be good. It's about time for them to start laying, and I'm glad for that. Let's see. Oscar has been limping. He started limping during the cold spell, and I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I've tried to look. It's his right rear leg, and I've been kind of feeling around on his joints and stuff. I tried to look at his hoof, and today, it's kind of hard. I mean, when they're eating it, you can do it pretty good, but in general, pigs are not exactly wanting you to mess with them too much. But I'm gonna have to try to look harder. I don't know if I'm gonna. This morning he was limping on it bad enough. I thought, man, I'm gonna have to isolate him and maybe give him a beer so he doesn't care or whatever, and see if I can actually. And I may still have to do that. And I don't know what to. I mean, if I was gonna look and see if there's something between the on his in his hoof or see something. I don't, but I haven't seen anything yet. And I've looked two or three times, but I can't look closely because he's standing up and he didn't want me picking up his foot. So, yeah, he was limping pretty. He was doing better this afternoon, but this morning he was limping pretty hard and had me a little bit concerned. So, I don't know. Like I said, I may have to isolate him and give him a beer so I can actually look at him good. I don't know. Okay, my three things. Well, my three things for today, if you're familiar with that, you set your basically the three things that you need to get done to get you moving forward in life, or whatever it is, you just gotta get done. Not necessarily just daily activity stuff, but things that helps you to focus on the three things that you need to get done. And that kind of Days like today, kind of makes it sometimes a little bit tricky, maybe not. I don't know. It's like, okay, on Thursdays, I do the menu for the week. I go through all my recipes and I have a system. I'm weird. Everything gets rotated and all that stuff. And so I schedule my menu for the week. I guess I could show you. So, you can see that where the different things like what I have, and generally it does some sort of like a main meal for meat. And because my husband is a meat and potatoes type person, usually has to have a potato dish, and I always try to put some sort of vegetable in there too. So I make the menu for the next 2 weeks, but I only basically buy the produce part of the groceries for 1 week, and I always try to keep extra meat all the time in the refrigerator. But that's what I do on Thursday. So today, then my menu for the week. So I got the menu, got the grocery list put together, and I got it ordered because I'm sorry. We don't have a whole lot of choices for where we buy groceries, and I hate going to the store. Hate it. So when Walmart decided that was in our particular location, a lot of them do it, but our particular Walmart in the town has only been doing it for the last couple of years. I mean, it started after COVID lockdowns, and they were in the works for it previous to that, but it was the first couple of months even of the lockdowns, if not longer. That was not a service that was available at the time, but it is now, and I take advantage of it to the best of my ability. Okay, and the second thing is Chelsea Tournament. Chelsea is a town that's just about 15 minutes away from here, and they're having a basketball tournament this week, and my granddaughter and her team played Afton, and Afton soundly whipped us. Soundly. Man, they got a couple of girls that's pretty good. It's kind of such interesting situation. Foyle is a very small school. I can't remember if they said like 600 kids, all K through 12, something like that. I can't remember. It's pretty small. And every team that we could see this in this, I mean, Chelsea's at least twice that big, and they're just bigger teams, and so they have better access to players or something. I don't know. I have a little bit. I struggle with that a little bit. I realize that there is some truth to that. Bigger schools have more talent, but at the same time, there's always one or two kids on your own team that if they had gotten good coaching, could probably do some pretty good too. I don't know. But yeah, they were whipped. I can't remember. It was something like 55-13, something like that. It was something, gosh, it was terrible. But and then Kenzie, she got knocked down, and the girl who, and she didn't do it on purpose, but the girl who knocked her down was moving forward and hit Kinsey in the face with her knee and didn't bleed, but she says it hurt because you know how it feels to get hit in the punch in the nose. I think it was her nose and her upper lip, or not the lip itself, but the just below the nose. And the third thing for today is, of course, this Grandma's Life podcast, getting this thing recorded, and maybe I could even get it out tonight. That would be nice. Okay, what I'm reading. See, I always tell you guys I read interesting things or just different things. This was a book. It's called Family Affairs by Katherine Gaskin. So this is a novel, and it was written in 1980. So, but this is a story that spans. I think it said it started in 1913, and it's a family's life from about 1913, and I believe through the 60s. So it was an interesting, an interesting time in life. And she's based out of Australia or New Zealand. She was in New Zealand and spent a lot of her adult life in London also. So it's just so yeah, it's not American at all. But I can read you. I mean, these excerpts are short, so I think I can get through all of them today. On page 25, they were worried about somebody who was young in the family. They said, "No one who is young is safe, Kelly. That's part of youth." And I thought, yeah, that is absolutely true. If you're young, you're not safe. And on 216, the world is full of fools who leave others to look after their money and wake up to find it out of their hands. Money is a responsibility. It needs decisions. One of the most important is how you will distribute it. And I think that applies. I mean, if you think about it, we have brokers and we have all kinds of things, and 401ks. If you think about it, when we do a 401k, we're entrusting our money to someone else to put on the stock market for us. So I thought that was a pretty good excerpt there. On 234, she says her eyes shifted from Kelly to Laura. "Tell me about America," she demanded. "Now that's a place I'd like to see, if only because it exists and its existence annoys and intrigues the Russians so much." And I thought that was kind of an interesting thing too, even back in this days. And I think that was back in the 40s when that particular one was quoted. And this is on page 383. And this is a pastor that was lamenting how things were going in his church. And one of the first things he said is, "The church has the message, but we don't seem to have the right words for today. I suppose there has been some successes, but I just don't see it." And the next thing he says is, "More and more, I'm looking after the old and losing the young." And I'm seeing that. That's kind of some of the things that we're lamenting here in our church, and I'm sure a lot of churches are too. We've had a lot of losses in our church these last couple of years. Some of it's from COVID, most of it's just from old age, and it's nothing's regenerating. I mean, we've got a pretty good youth group, and we've got a bunch of kids, but what's missing are the young adults, the young ones that are starting families and stuff. That's what's missing. Oh no. All right, we'll try this again because it said that didn't have audio. So I'm going to try to do this and see if I can get. I do have the audio on the one part. I need to notate that 12 minutes. So, all right, let's try this again. Hi, my name is Cecia Ellis, and this is This Grandma's Life podcast. This is January 5th, 2023. And episode 13, oh, and two, yeah, 2023, and episode 13, my word of the year. The quote of the day is, "Life is a great big canvas, and you should throw all the paint on it you can." Danny Kaye. And I like that because you know how my philosophy is that I have, I'm trying to live. I'm trying to live until I die. I'm trying to get things done to the best of my ability. And I want to live, and to me, this quote kind of personifies it. Life is a great big canvas, and you should throw all the paint on it you can. Danny Kaye. My product of the day is my calendar. I did a Grandma's Homestead calendar. Grandma's Homestead is my YouTube channel what I renamed my channel to be, and I took pictures throughout the year. And two of things that I like, of course, I've got a couple of pictures of my 16-year-old granddaughter, and I've got one of my one-year-old granddaughter, and just different things, beautiful sunsets, some of my animals and everything. But this is the last time I'm gonna be selling this because it is January. It's time to already have a calendar on hand. So you can either direct message me through Instagram or Facebook or any of those things, or I also have a website, and it's called grandmashomestead.farm, and you can contact me through there, and for $15 I'll get you a calendar sent to you so you can have it for 2023. This is the first time I've ever done a calendar, and I made some mistakes, but I'm still really proud of what came out of it, and I'd like to share that with you. So farm happenings, like on the last one I said, my animals are doing pretty good. But recovering. I've got a lot of my roosters, and some of my hens have some frost damage. What is it called? Or, where the cone turns black. What is wrong with me? I'm having one of those nights, I guess. Okay, but they had some frost damage on their combs, but they're recovering from that pretty nicely too. My chickens actually are starting to lay eggs again. Okay, I've got like 20 chickens, something like that. And well, I got about 10 of them that have been supposed to be laying, and I think I got another 20 that's supposed to be laying soon, little pullets. And so I should be having a mess of eggs, but they've been on strike for a long time. So, the last couple of weeks I've actually had one chicken egg, and yesterday I had two. But the one egg I found today, I think, is from one of my pullets. So maybe they're all going to start laying pretty soon, and I'm looking forward to that. Oscar is limping, my boar. He's been limping. He started limping during the real cold snap that we had, and I was watching. He seemed to be getting better, but today he was limping pretty bad on his right rear foot. And while he was eating, I was trying to see if there was something maybe embedded in his hoof or something, and I haven't been able to see anything. I'm concerned that I'm going to have to isolate him and maybe give him a beer to help him be calm. He's calm anyway, but I want to be able to get it where I can actually look at the hoof and see if something's going on with it. Because I felt around in joints and I'm not seeing any issues in any of his joints. I get the feeling it is his hoof, but haven't been able to find anything yet. So I'm a little bit concerned about him. But other than that, oh yeah, oh I'll tell you about that here in a few minutes. I went out to the barn last week, and there was an opossum in the barn that startled me, but I shoot him out. We did better with that too. But there's more to that story. I'll tell you about that when I get to my story section. So my three things on Thursdays, I do the menu for the week, and I have like recipes and stuff. I mean, I have regular stuff. You don't need a recipe for fried chicken or something like that. But I do recipes, and it's usually a meat, and it's usually a potato because I'm married to a man who wants meat and potatoes. And then I also have a vegetable dish. So I go through and I actually make a menu for the next 2 weeks. But and I always have enough meat to last longer than that. Because my freezers are stocked pretty good, but the produce part of it and other things like, okay, I've got two teenage girls in the house and they eat a lot of junk. And so I order stuff like that, and of course, cosmetics and body washes and stuff like that. So every Thursday, I put in an order, make a menu for the week, for the next week. Well, I make the menu for the 2 weeks, but I only order groceries for the 1 week. And yes, I order groceries through Walmart because I don't want to go into Walmart. I don't want to go anywhere, any of that stuff. Sounds like one of my dogs is wanting to come in. So I do that on Thursdays. On the number two, we were in Chelsea. Chelsea is a little town about 15 minutes from here, and they're having a tournament this week, a basketball tournament. And Kenzie, I went up there to watch her team, and they played another town that's not too far away. But both of these schools are bigger than ours, and they played Afton, and we got soundly whipped. Soundly. I don't know. It was something awful, like 55 to 13 or something like that. It was terrible. And so obviously they're in the losers bracket, so we're going to go back tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock and play the loser of whatever whoever lost on the other team or other game that day. So today, so that's what they so that was that's number two. And then of course number three is recording this podcast, and I've already had a little bit of a hiccup getting it started, but maybe I can fix it later and get it where you don't notice so much of a really bad problem with the podcast. What I'm reading Family Affairs by Catherine Gaskin. This was written in 1980, and it's based out of New Zealand and England, two different countries. They travel back and forth between the two of them, and I think I understand that it started in 1913 and ends up sometimes in the 60s. So it was kind of an interesting novel. This is a novel. I read a lot of novels, and you just never know which one I'm going to read. And I read other books too. Well, you've seen me do some quotes out of the real Dr. Anthony Fauci, and I'm reading also right now. I'm reading Atomic Habits, and so I would definitely will have some quotes for you from them. But tonight I'm going to have some. These are small excerpts. This one is on page 25. She says, "No one who is young is safe, Kelly. That's part of youth." And I thought that, yep, that's definitely true. And on page 216, the world is full of fool. The world is full of fools who leave others to look after money and wake up to find it's out of their hands. Money is a responsibility. It needs decisions. One of the most important is how you will distribute it. And I that struck me as, okay, we all feel like we try to have money management and everything, but then at the same time, when we're doing 401ks and stuff, we are entrusting our hard-earned money for somebody else to put in the stock market for us, you know? So I don't know. I just want to do the right. Tell you that strikes me that we need to pay more close attention to our money. On page 234, she says, "Tell me about America. Now that is a place I'd like to see, if only because its existence annoys and intrigues the Russians so much." And I thought that was kind of interesting. And I made it maybe, especially in those days. I think this was probably about in the 40s when the in that part of the story. On page 383, this is a pastor that's lamenting what's going on in his church. And one of the things he says is, "The church has the message, but we don't seem to have the right words for today. I suppose there has to be some success, but I don't see it." And then on the next page, he also says, and this is really for sure, he goes, "More and more, I'm looking after the old and losing the young." And we're seeing this in our church. We've got all of our older people, not all of them, but we've got enough of our older people that they're aging and dying out, going to nursing homes and all that other stuff. And then, but we have a good youth group. We have a lot of kids, elementary that's coming through. But what's lacking, and I think it's lacking in most churches, are the young adults, are the ones that are in college or coming out of college or getting married and have young children and stuff. And I think that's where a lot of the churches are missing in that gap. Now we have, I mean, I love watching we like with the kids and the people, we got them all ages, even with the atrophying we've got going on now. I love it in the summertime. You can see the toddlers out running with the preschoolers out running with the high schoolers and people all watching them and everything. I mean, all ages are outside playing on these playgrounds, watching out for each other and taking care of each other and just running and playing and having a good time. And so I think it's kind of cool to see that, but we are still seeing that what's missing a lot of it is the young adults. Okay, and then this one. And I think, yeah, this is the last one. And this is on page 409. It says, "It was agonizingly slow for poor grandmother. And there was an awful feeling that she was leaving life without ever having known it." That's probably pretty presumptuous of me to say, but seeing her go like that, I just felt so determined that I was going to live my life, not just let it pass. And yep, that's my mantra, live. So that came from Family Affairs from Catherine Gaskin. And I finished that book last night. And I'm looking forward to starting on my next book. Now I'm going to do what's on my mind. Let me get a drink real quick. What's on my mind? It's kind of a touchy subject, I believe. This is something we did a discussion with this with my Sunday school class and some of the members of our church. We had a New Year's Day party, and it was nice. But we, as it went into the evening, we got to some pretty deep discussions. And I have always advocated, look, guys, how much evil are we going to allow in our midst as we seed terrible evil happening all around us? And I keep hearing say, "Well, we're praying. Well, we can pray, and we're doing our part in praying and stuff." And I'm thinking, yeah, but what are you doing? What, you know? And one of the guys goes, "Well, what'd you have us do? You can't, Jesus wouldn't say, hey, you better stop that, and this is wrong." I said, "Are you sure? Really?" I feel like that we have let evil in our midst for so long and not doing anything about it. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. When I push the subject, they go, I vote, and when we get the right people in office, it's got to get better. And I look at him, I say, "Are you sure? Are you sure? Think about it. Do you, for one thing, do you think your vote counted? And when it did count, and the person that you thought was the right person in office, did you really see change?" So, so it was kind of, it was interesting. It was good. It was kind of they made me narrow down what I wanted to say, what I wanted to think, and because I'm so passionate, I come across as like kill them all type thing, and I don't mean that. I do have kind of a Nehemiah, and I say that it was a Nehemiah complex. I just want to yank people up by the hair and punch them and say you better figure it out. But can't do that either. But okay, and I love the people of this church, but their philosophy is to love them until they come around. But you know what? True evil doesn't come around, and so that's the part that I'm trying to address, and I'm still working on how I want to say that. But I want to ask you guys a question. Do you really think that you can just vote away the evil of the world? Do you really? Okay. So whatever it is that you think you need to do, that's fine. I think mainly what I want you to do right now is just think. Think about what, think, truly think about what if what we're doing is the right thing to do. Okay, my main subject is the word of the year. And I had a whole list of words. There's one other thing. Oh, okay, let me back up a little bit here. Jenny Hill, she's part of Living Free in Tennessee group. I've been listening to that podcast with Nicole Soss for a few years now, probably real close to the beginning of when she started out, because I've been listening to Jack Spearco on this Survival podcast for, I think I picked him up, and I think I did, for some reason the word nine episode 940 is the episode that I believe on. He's in the 2000s, I think now. So I was listening to Nicole pretty much early on whenever she started out her podcast. And but Jenny Hill, I think 3 or 4 years ago, had developed a philosophy of what is your word of the year. And she did this as a way of, I'm trying to look for some more of the word. I have the scrap paper written down because I grabbed the wrong one here. It's a word to focus on to help you to get where you want to go for the year. It makes you think. It makes you try to. It's a self-improvement type thing. And I can, and I guess the best way I can do it is I can kind of describe to you what I've done for the words of the years for the last 2 or 3 years. The first year I did was persevere. Okay. I was going through some pretty serious stuff with my parents and with my husband and with my granddaughter, and persevere was the word I had chosen that year, and I guess it fit for the year because I was going through so much, but it had a feel like I was hanging by a thread and I'm just trying to just to hang on. So the next year I wanted to come up with a better word or a different word that would entail where I want to go, where I want to be. And that was probably more the way I was supposed to have thought about in the first place. Because okay, we're trying to talk about coming down to a one word that you want to personify what you want to get done that year. In fact, Amy Dingman had said something online. It didn't have to be one word. It could be a phrase. And that's fine too. But I like the exercise of trying to bring it down to one word. So that next year I did thrive. That was an excellent word for me. I decided to thrive. And I was that was when I started having a turning point in several aspects of my life, turning points of being happier in general. That's I think that was the year I had come up with the phrase live until you die. And so that was a good year, and things started turning for me then. And then last year, I had decided on build. I was in the build process of trying to build a website. I was trying to build my YouTube channel, and I was trying to build, different things like that. And it was kind of interesting. I get that probably was a pretty good word for me, because one thing I did build that was not anticipated was relationships. And I have never been a good relationships person, but this year I was able to build relationships with some wonderful people who have been helping me and encouraging me and pushing me toward going toward what I want, even at my age. And I keep saying my age and all that stuff. I'm 60 years old. I don't feel that old most days. I don't feel that old, but I understand that I'm 60. And if you look at other people who are 60, what they look like, what they feel like, and what they're doing with their life, that's more about what people see. And I don't want to use my age as an excuse, but at the same time, I don't want to do something that's going to make it st like, okay, Nicole was also taken talking about 2 or 3 weeks ago when she was getting nearing turning 50. She's trying to set up her homestead. She's knowing she's getting older and she's not going to have as much mobility, so she's trying to develop her homestead with a decreased mobility. And I should do that, but I'm not ready to yet. I'm just still trying to get things that I want done. So that's that kind of thing. But I was able to build a lot of, and we're still building some relationships, which has been a whole new thing for me. Excuse me. So that's been pretty cool. But this year, every year it's hard. You want to really think about what your word is. And I come up with a bunch of them, one of them was that I nearly did land on was discovered. And I couldn't quite, because I want to be discovered. I want people to discover and get to know me on my podcast and my YouTube channels and speaking engagements and stuff. So I that would but that sounded pretty selfish, so I didn't decide not to go with would discover. But then I'm just realizing that maybe the one I've did land on might be a little bit selfish too, but that's okay. I've landed on it anyway. I have looked at different variations of Thrive because that word was doing so good for me, and it was pretty good, but I don't know. I just didn't choose to go with them. So you start like I think Nicole's is Breakthrough. Well, that was pretty good, but no, that's not for me too either. So just different words, you try to do it. So in a nutshell, the word that I've chosen for this year is prosper, because I have been laying the groundwork for a few years. I've been doing like homesteading for like 10 years. I started my YouTube channel maybe 7 years ago or something like that. I don't know. So I've been laying the groundwork slowly, slowly, slowly. And then I did feel a form of breakthrough as I was this previous year. I got a long way to go. Way, way, way long way to go. But I want to prosper. I want to start making some money. I need to be prepared to take care of us if something happens to Tom. I need to be prepared to take care of us if anything happens along the way, and that basically boils down to income. So my word of the year is prosper, because I want to prosper this year. So there you have it. Okay, I have two stories of the day. Because you know me, I've got stories. The first one, okay, last week, the snow was there was still snow on the ground, and because my bathroom was still torn up, I was going out to the barn to turn on the heater so that I could get ready to take a shower out there, and I went into the barn, and there's an opossum standing in right outside the bathroom door, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm not sure what to do about this, but like I said earlier, I shoot him out, and that was fine too. And then I opened the curtain to the bathroom because I don't have a door, and there's a cat in there, and he startled me, but he's like, ha ha, there's a cat. He was trying to stay warm because it was still cold, and so I turned on one of the heaters and turned around and went outside and was tromping through the snow and realized that I'd only turned on one heater and I need to turn on the other one also. So I spun around and it's dark and I tripped over something and landed smack on my face right onto the concrete just outside the barn door. Man, it hurt. Woo. And I ended up with snow in my shoe and I don't know. It was a mess, and I was bleeding some, not too bad, but most of the bleeding was up inside of my sinuses or, up on the bridge of my nose and stuff. So I went inside and Tom's going, "You're bleeding." I'm going, "Yeah." So I don't, I think I may have had a little minor bruising on my left eye, but But basically, I ended up pretty good on that situation. The next morning, though, I went, my closet's in the barn too, so I had a basket of laundry and was taking it out to the barn, and I hit the bottom step of the stairs of the trailer house and rolled an ankle and splatted down. I mean, like probably within 14 hours of the previous fall. So yeah, that was my story for that one, but I'm fine, you know. Brian Alexovich was saying, "Oh, we do we need to worry about you?" It's like, no, I just don't pay attention. But so the other story was, okay, I don't know if I told you this or not, but I thought told you that I think that we've had a rodent that's getting into the vent of our house and trying to figure out what to do about it and stuff, and it's loud. I mean, it sounds like a rat with a peg leg. It's so loud. And so we've been trying to think about what to do about it, and the next thing I know, I discovered it's not a rodent, it's a cat. It's a different cat. It's a kind of a whitish cat with big orange spots on it. I've never seen a cat like this one before. And that's what's been going up and down our vents underneath the length of the trailer house. And I had seen it. I even took a picture of it, and then the other night, a couple of nights ago, there was a huge cat fight right on our front porch. And it was Mopar squaring off with this white and orange cat, and I guess, and I feel sorry for Mopar because he got sick a couple of years ago, and I'm pretty sure he's about half blind and half deaf, and so if he would have gotten to a real fight, he probably would have lost. But they got into a spat. But I haven't seen. I think I saw the. I heard the cat underneath the house once the very next day. And I haven't heard him today at all, so I don't know. But yep, those are my stories. The cat's underneath the house is actually in, the vent of my house, and then falling on my nose. Okay, income producing activity is if you look down the link below, there's the Fold card. This is a prepaid debit card that as you use it, you can learn earn satoshis, which are just mini pieces of Bitcoin. And you can say, well, yeah, but Bitcoin's not doing too much. Well, neither is anything else. So, but it has it, even if it doesn't, it's not like you're getting mileage for airplane flights or anything like that. These are actual satoshis that as they add up, you can actually convert them back to US dollars. So, I mean, where else can you get that? So go ahead and go down to the link below and sign up for the Fold card and start stacking satoshis and see if you can do it. Just for regular purchases. I used it. Well, I put it on for my Walmart purchase today. And there's other things you can do. Like if you have gift cards, you can actually like double up on your satoshis and stuff. And it'll add up, and it's been pretty cool to watch it happen. And like I said, even now, even if it's not worth as much, in the future, it could actually be worth a whole lot more. So think about it. Do the Fold card and get you a prepaid debit card. It doesn't cost you anything at all. All right, I think that's it for tonight. And it looks like I'm going to have some editing to do when I get done. But where I can be found, like I said, I've got grandmashomestead.farm. I am going to be getting back into that, start doing some blog posts on it. I hope to start doing some recipes and put some merchandise on it, stuff like that. I'm just the website's been around for a while, but I didn't know what I was doing with it, so I hired Kinesh to help me get set up a little bit better. And actually, I need to get back in there and do some more blog posts and stuff. But go check me out at there is grandmas homestead.farm. And then my YouTube channel is Grandma's Homestead. And I've also got a YouTube channel called Farm Animal Life. And that's just where I stick a camera in there. I haven't posted a video in a while. I've got a lot of footage I'm trying to get edited and through and get put out. But even then, most of it's just chicks, in a brooder or someplace. And it's kind of cute to watch them flit around and do their thing. So that's Farm Animal Life. And I'm on Instagram as Thesia Ellis. I'm on TikTok as at Thesia Ellis, and Facebook is Thesia V Dayhoff Ellis. That was my maiden name. MeWe is Thesia Ellis, and Twitter is at Thesia E. And that's all I've got for you tonight, guys. So remember, like I always say, now remember too, just like Jack Spirko says, what are you doing with your dash? And remember, the dash is like if you're looking at a tombstone, the date that you were born and the date that you died is that dash in between. That's your whole life in there. What are you doing with your dash? This is it. This is all we've got. So I encourage you, live. Live until you die, guys. God bless. I'll see you next time.